So I've done a little bit of thinking because as we are shifting to really focus on finding our team members, finding distributors, selling the business, making sure that you are sharing, inviting, and presenting the business, not just sharing, inviting, and selling product. As Pam said, I don't want to be a sissy. I want to have my sippy cup. I'm going to go sip. And as a result of that, I think everyone's kind of trying focusing on there. And yet sometimes that can be also like, oh my gosh, I know what I want to go do, but how do I go do this? And so I've done a little bit of research because I want to put you at ease at how many people are looking for what we have. And so I did a little research on, like Google Trends. What are people looking for? And I looked up some terms that we're familiar with, like side gig, right? Side gig or side hustle or residual income or passive income. And we talk a lot in our industry about residual income, right? Because that's recurring income. But as you really dig down into definitions, which I did this morning, I did some deeper research, and the difference between residual income and passive income, it really becomes part of a progression. I want to read a definition that I found of passive income because I think it really fits what people want out of their limitless business. It's a long-term decision that involves short-term trade-offs. And if you're willing to commit time, skills, and money towards your passive income, you can eventually have a potential early retirement and earn thousands of dollars in extra income, extra money. And I thought, isn't that really what we're after? And a residual income is really the money that is left over at the end of the month, a residual income. And so as you look at what we're really offering, we're offering a business, right? We're not offering a get rich quick. We're not offering, we always say it's network marketing, it's not net magic marketing. Oftentimes I know Liz has we've had many, many, many conversations about the frustration of so many companies are in our industry that tell people what they want to hear and lead them down a path that is a dead end. They're just lying to people, really, and saying, making promises that they know will never be kept, making potential dreams that will never be, they'll never be caught in their dream catcher, because we really are a business. And of course, we all know that Limitless is the best business out there because we have products that work. Why do they work? Because they're backed by science. And we have a comp plan that works. Why? Because we pay the people who do the work. We don't pay people to come and be with us. We don't do that. And there's not a way for someone to have a loophole that they just were lucky and are scooping all the income off of it. Hey, sounds like somebody joined us. You can just mute your call. Thanks, everybody. And so, really, we are a business. And when you're starting a business, guess what? You have to put a lot of effort into that. And to do a traditional business, Liz, I'll just ask you. I know you started a business and you had to invest in that business. How much did you have to invest in your salon?
$650,000 and a whole lot of time.
$650,000. And how long did it take you to earn that money back, to be, where that was a return?
I never did. 7 years
Okay.
later, I sold it.
Okay. See? There you go. And not for what you put into it.
No, I lost money, and it was
But you
last
made money
month.
along
Yeah,
the
I lost.
way, but
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
always hanging. That financial commitment, someone else was tapping into your
Very
financial.
stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cindy, I know you've talked about having your children's clothing stores and in businesses that you've invested in. How much money did it take to invest in that business?
Well, we had multiple, so it was thousands and thousands of dollars. And the what you're talking about is, all those investments was more so in the leases of the buildings. And
Sure.
even when you close those businesses, you're still held accountable to those
Yes.
leases. And
Yes.
so if you have multiple stores, you literally have thousands of dollars in each one of those that are still haunting you every month until they're gone, until you can get somebody else to take them over
And
or re-rent them.
And both of you were courageous. You had the courage to get out there and go, I can do this. I can go into a barrel and make a sandwich. And so you both had the courage to get out there and get something done. And I know many of you on the phone could do that, and we could hear a ton of stories. But my point is, we're no different. We are a business, but your biggest investment in our business, once you have the faith in the type of business that Limitless has created, right, what we are offering at Limitless compared to any other company in our industry, and you know, it's like saying, nice guys finish last. Well, no, we're not going to do that, guys. We're not going to finish last. It's time to finish first. And we are building a business. And when you are building a business in the beginning, you are underpaid. We always talk about this. Your first year in network marketing, or maybe it's your first 2 years, or whatever it may be, you may feel underpaid for your time. But as you continue to go, you're going to start getting paid for your time. And this is the stage where I will call it your residual income, because you can build a repeating income, but it is still subject to your attention, and it's still subject to attrition, right? It's the AT&T's, attention and attrition. They both start with AT&T. And so you still have to pay attention. You really have to pay attention, or your income could go back down. Right, and this is a really tender time in your business, because you see the value of building the income, and you want to make it more. But how do you grow that business? But once you get past that level and you start helping other people get to their residual income space, you start leading toward the passive income, where your personal efforts are not directly tied. And that's where sometimes you might feel a little overpaid for the time that you're putting into your business. But we always say, you don't send the check back, you deposit that check. And if you continue to go, what happens is you now become free. You have the financial freedom, and you have investment income, right? You can start diversifying, whatever you want to do. It's you find your Limitless. You go do that one thing, or do multiple things, or you help other people do multiple things. And that, quote-unquote, financial freedom, you know, Jim Rohn, when he was talking, he has a five-minute segment that I heard during my workouts. It's a 10-hour audible that I'm listening to, and 5 minutes of that, 4 minutes and 37 seconds of that, talks about absolute trust, and he talks about how his father compared that to financial freedom, where no one has a claim on your assets or your future. And wow, isn't that, that's the ideal, right, to have that. And so I found a survey, guys, and it was a side hustle survey, because I want you to know how many people are looking for a business opportunity that they can do on the side, and because we're not necessarily looking for people to quit their jobs and do this full time. That's one of the misnomers that people often are feel like, oh, just quit your job and come do this full time and you'll be making $10,000 a month in your first 90 days, right? That's what people are told, and that's not the truth. But there are a ton of people that want a side hustle, and here's what I learned from this quote-unquote side hustle survey, is that 45% of working Americans, people who have a job, 45% of them, 70 million people have a side hustle. 70 million people. And there are some surveys out there that say there's another 60 million that are looking. In other words, almost everyone, almost 93% of working Americans realize that their job isn't going to get them to their promised land. And if you go on Google, I went to Google Trends and I looked up side gig, side hustle, passive income, residual income. Guess what the number one, really, the number one is passive income. Side gig, not so much the term anymore. Side hustle, a little bit better. Residual income, it's not as a powerful term as passive income. That is by far the highest searching term on Google, is how do I create passive income. Now, for some people, when you hear of passive income, a lot of times people think of that as an investment, right? I'm going to invest my dollars and I'm going to get passive income back out of it. It's even a tax term. If you're not involved in the business, then it's passive income. But when you go back to our definition of passive income, which is a long-term decision that involves short-term trade-offs, even investing in real estate. You might put your money into real estate, but you still have to put your time. You've got to get it ready for a person to rent from you if you want to create real estate income. I mean, so that definition definitely applies to what we're doing here at Limitless in passive income. And most people, when they're looking for passive income, it's not because they have money to invest. Remember, very few, as a percentage of individuals who live in America, it's a very small percentage that have the income to invest. Most Americans are looking for ways to build their wealth and get that extra income. But here's what I found interesting, the reasons for a side hustle. Remember, 70 million people already have one, and another 60 million would do it if they could find the right side hustle or the right extra income, passive income. But here were their reasons why. 38% did it for personal freedom. 38% personal freedom. And another, I don't know, I'm just going to add it up here, another 38% did it for extra money to either save, spend, invest, or make ends meet. So, guys, and then the other is to pay off debt faster. 80% are in those four categories, personal freedom, extra money, or three categories, personal freedom, extra money, and to pay off debt. That's why they're doing it. But personal freedom is by far the number one. Number two, how much income are people on side gigs making? And this is important for you guys to understand, because not only can it also match the pity party that people throw at people who are in network marketing, right? You're afraid of being one of those people because all those numbers say that nobody makes any money in network marketing, which isn't true. It's people who put effort to anything make money, and people who intend to go out and put effort but don't put the effort don't make the money. And it's no different in anything else in life that you do than it is in network marketing. But network marketing gets sometimes gets a little bit of a bad rap because there's no barrier of entry to get in, and there's really no barrier of entry to get out. And so it's a little bit different than Liz putting $650,000 into a business and she still lost money. You don't hear about those kind of things, right? You do, but that's just a fact of life. So here's an interesting thing about the side gig survey that I found, that 52% of the people who have a side gig make $0 to $100 a month. And that's possibly because they spend 0 to 50% of the people who have a side hustle put 0 to 5 hours a week into their business, right? What you put in, you get back out. But here's an interesting thing. The more time people put in, the more money they made. They did a survey, and I'm not going to give all the numbers, but here's some interesting thing. The people who made less than $100, they said they put 0 to 5 hours in. The people who made $500 a month or more, 85% of those people said they put at least 5 hours a week into their business. But here's an interesting thing. The people who made $5,000 or more, 40% of them said they spent 20 hours or less, and they averaged $60 to $500 per hour. That's the definition of a true side gig, guys. But you have to work to get there. You have to go find it. But guess what? Everybody's looking for this. And don't be shocked if someone comes into your business and they don't do anything, because one out of two, 50%, are going to intend to do something and they won't. And that is why filling your pipeline and continuing to manage your disappointments, as Pam always says, manage your disappointments, because just because you signed up one person doesn't mean they're going to carry you to the promised land. You have to build a team. You have to know that there are statistics. That's what Jim Rohn talks about all the time. That's what Terry Staton said yesterday. Hey, 3 out of 10, you're in the Hall of Fame, right? And so if 45% of working Americans are looking for a side hustle, and here's the thing, 76% of the people that have a side hustle, they love their side hustle. And what's not to love at Limitless? To help people change their lives, to be able to share a product with people and know that if they'll take it properly, the right way, every day, they will have a positive effect in their health. And when Steve talked about what are the most important things, according to the American Psychological Association, what are the three most important things? It's sleep, exercise, and diet. Those are the most important things that people felt like they were lacking in. What were the things that Dr. Wisko talked about? He talked about those very same things and the impact that diet and exercise have on your health. And the impact that when you have a good diet and good exercise, how much more exponential results you will get from our Limitless products. And so those are just some thoughts that I wanted to give to you guys today. You have to know that at a minimum, 45% of the people that you talk to already have a side gig. And you can ask them how that side gig is going, right? Because are they dependent on spending time to get their dollars? You know, if I'm creating, if I'm painting or I'm creating something, I'm going to get paid for that, and it's going to be a great outlet for me. I know Terry Kempfert, you talk about this quite a bit. She loves that creative outlet. And even though it might not bring her a passive income, because her talent is always required for that income, her time is always required for that income, it gives her joy. But it's not necessarily going to give her the wealth that she's looking for. And in fact, she gave a talk not too long ago where she said, I really did my analysis. What am I going to do? What am I going to experience? I need my creative outlet, but I choose Limitless for my passive income. Guys, there is so many people out there looking for what we have. And you just have to get out there and fill that pipeline. You got to know where people are. Are they at high noon? You have to have the courage, have the faith, have the confidence that what we have, people want what we have. You just have to let them know we exist. And we need an army of people to know that we exist as a business opportunity, sipping, not sissing, so that we can get out there and build our team and go change the world. As Liz always says, we want to change the world one person at a time. Thanks, guys, and let's get out there and let's go find our passive income partners, okay, our PIPs, yes. Passive income partners. So here's your challenge. Again, how many people are you going to put in your pipeline? And know how many you need. Go as far as you can on these next 90 days and see what you can do. But I want to hear another number again. How many people can you get in your pipeline? Thanks, everybody. Love your guts.